Japan has become the latest country to impose visa bans on 23 people today, following the United States and the European Union in announcing expanded sanctions against Russia over its actions in Ukraine. The United States announced new travel bans and asset freezes for 7 Russian officials on Monday, including 2 people reputed to be part of Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle. 17 Russian companies are also affected by the U.S. sanctions. The European Union, meanwhile, announced the addition of 15 more officials to its Russia sanctions list, bringing the total number of people on its list of those the EU says are involved in undermining Ukraine's territorial integrity, sovereignty, and independence to 48. Speaking to reporters, U.S. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki explained that the sanctions are the result of Russia's failure to meet promises to scale back violence, which were made earlier this month at an international meeting in Geneva, Switzerland.
The United States has been making clear that it would impose additional costs on Russia if it failed to live up to its Geneva commitments and failed to take concrete steps to de-escalate the situation in Ukraine. Consequently, the United States is imposing targeted sanctions on a number of Russian individuals and entities and restricting licenses for certain U.S. exports to Russia.
Psaki emphasized the cooperation on policy and approach between the U.S. and Europe.
We've been working in lockstep from the beginning of this crisis, whether that is on economic assistance to Ukraine to boost the legitimate government, or in consultations and working to take complementary steps on sanctions. We have different processes from the European Union. Our sanctions have not exactly matched before. We don't expect they will exactly match now, but they are complementary. I, of course, refer you to the Europeans for specifics, but they've made clear through the G7 statement over the weekend and through other comments of individual countries that they're prepared to take steps as well.
Psaki stressed that Russia can still move to ease the tension over Ukraine.
Can Russia still de-escalate and take steps? Absolutely they can. Do we still have a toolbox of steps we can take? Absolutely we do. And we're working in close lockstep with the Europeans on this as well.
Several people were injured on Monday when dozens of bat-wielding men tried to break up a demonstration in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk. The assault reportedly injured at least 10 people and dispersed a crowd of about 2,000 who had been waving Ukrainian flags and chanting pro-Ukrainian and anti-Putin slogans and expressions. I'm Chris Altieri.